The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sister sent word to Jesus saying, "Master, the one that you love is ill." When Jesus had heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus left Martha and her sister at Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days at the place where he was. And after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? One walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us go also to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise at the resurrection the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection, the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." She had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." But Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews had come with her weeping, became perturbed and deeply troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" He said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me. Because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." When he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews had come to Mary, and seeing what he had done, began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. You know, this past Monday, I was in my office, and I had a lot of meetings last Monday, because you know when you leave for a few days, you come back to a lot of work. And as I was with meeting number 3 of 11 last Monday, I had my phone in my pocket, and I was noticing after 5 minutes that my phone kept vibrating. So I thought, I better look at my phone. And I asked for permission. The couple very graciously said, "Sure, Father." And I looked at the text thread, and it was my family group chat, and there were 57 text messages. So I thought, this is either really good news or it's bad news. So I left the office really quick, and I opened the text, and it was a picture of my brother proposing to his girlfriend, and she said yes. So my brother is now engaged as of last Sunday. And that's very exciting for my family because we often joke with my brother that we love her more than him, right? And we're so blessed that he fell in love with this woman, and we're very, very excited about the wedding. The wedding's going to be in October in New Orleans, so I'm going to go out there and do the wedding for them, and I'm honored to do so. But it's amazing, in the last year and a half that they've been dating, my mom and dad and all of us has been wondering, when is he going to propose to her? Because when we want good news to happen, we want it to happen right away, do we not? We're not very good at waiting. We want good news. We want reasons to celebrate. We want reasons to encounter joy in our life. And we're so very happy for my brother. It is now fiancé. And this beautiful gospel is a beautiful reminder of how we are called to wait for the good news. Because when it seems that all is lost in the world, and we see that Lazarus was dead, and how impatient they must have been, because they were so close to Jesus, and wondering, why is this happening? Why couldn't he just come sooner? And all those things that we go through here on earth, because we too are impatient, Jesus teaches us this beautiful lesson of this gospel today. And he reminds us that his timing is far greater than our own. But we love to tell Jesus what he should do, do we not? And when we're praying, we say, "Okay, we need this, Lord. I want this to happen." And sometimes we're praying and we're praying, and we too can get very impatient. So we're not very good at waiting as human beings, because we want to encounter the good news right away. So we don't like the unknown, but Lazarus, this beautiful gospel, is a reminder of a beautiful lesson in patience in our faith. So Jesus is telling all of you today, each and every one of you, that he loves you and he's going to take away your pain. Sometimes it's not going to happen right away, but it will happen eventually. He shows up, and he relieves us when we least expect it. So if our Lord was to ask you tonight and to look into your heart and ask you, where in your life are you hurting the most? Where is your pain so real? How would you answer that? Let's pause to think of that right now. Where is the biggest hurt that you're carrying in your life? That pain that you're carrying, Jesus wants you to know he loves you. He walks with you. That one day all that pain will be away. But he's asking us to be a little more trusting in him, to be more patient. As a child, I always loved this gospel because I pictured Lazarus like coming out of the tomb like a big mummy, right? And I always thought, how cool is that? But you know, we all have people that we deeply miss, do we not, that have died? Every single time I'm at Mass, I'm blessed as a priest. I'm up at the altar, and I picture my grandparents with me. My cousin who died at only 40. My aunt who died at 41. And I can't wait to be with them again. And I know many of you are carrying that pain of grief, losing a spouse, a parent, a child, whoever it is. And Jesus is reminding each and every one of you today that you will be in heaven with them again one day. And what a glorious moment that will be for all of us when we get reunited with all of our family and friends that went ahead of us. So who is it that you miss? Who is it that you can't wait to see again? Because Jesus conquered death for us all so that we can be reunited. So let's pray for those people right now that we can't wait to be with one day.